Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 576-7798. You get to be the judge here and determine what's the right punishment for this awful story.
So we're going to tell you what these students involved in this case got for school punishment.
Okay.
We'll tell you if you think that's fair and if they should be facing something more criminally for what they did. I'm going to warn you, the story is tough to hear. If you want to watch the video, you can.
It's on our Facebook page.
That's going to be difficult too, but we're going to tell you what happened. Out of ABC News, graphic video of several high school football players luring a duck out of the water and beating it to death with a broomstick has landed several New Hampshire high school football players in hot water. The incident was alleged to have happened 2 weeks ago at a football camp in Moultonboro, New Hampshire. It involves several football players from Kennett High School. None of these students are seniors. That's important to note later when we talk about punishments. The video shows the players standing around before luring a wild duck out of the water. Before one of them hits the duck hard with a broomstick, which gravely injured the animal. Another student then approached the duck and allegedly euthanized it to put it out of its misery. The school superintendent said, "The heinous activity of a duck being hit over the head with a broomstick is what ended up happening." His name is Kevin Richard. And then another student ended up euthanizing the duck. It was hurt pretty badly. The boys' football coaches were informed of what happened a few days later. They then informed the police and the New Hampshire Fish and Game Department, who were brought in to investigate the killing. The Fish and Game Major David Walsh told WWUR, "These students are juveniles, so they cannot be charged with anything. Their parents would be charged, and the fines small."
Oh.
So suspensions and community service, everyone agreed, would be the effective punishment. Got it? So they said, the State Game and Fish Department said, they're juveniles, so we can't charge them with anything criminally. Their parents would be charged and some small fines. So everybody involved agreed the best punishment here was through the school. That's what happened. Here's what happened at school. Out of the Conway Daily Sun, the Kennett High School football team will be shorthanded when it kicks off the 2019 season on Friday, due to suspensions that were levied on players for their involvement in the killing of a duck while at a football camp last month. The Sun has learned that between 3 and 6 Eagles will be suspended for up to 3 games.
Ooh.
None of the boys suspended was a senior. Again, all had attended a school-sponsored football camp that was held from August 20th to 22nd. An attorney for the camp told The Sun in an email on Wednesday that Kennett High School leased the premises to the camp after our camp season concluded for their training camp for the football team. The football camp had been an annual event for the Eagles. There are 56 boys on the team. The duck killing incident recorded and posted on the internet.
Of course.
Involved the animal being lured out. We told you that part. And criminal charges are not going to be filed.
That's too bad.
What do you think?
576-7798.
First of all, Wicket, let me ask you about the 3-game suspension. Let's talk about what they got first.
Okay.
None of these are seniors. I don't know how old they are. And this was at a school-sponsored camp. 3 games. What do we think?
Not enough. They're at the bare minimum, they're gone for the year.
Okay.
In my opinion.
What if they have football scholarships riding on this, which is the argument that's been made before?
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't know if you know the answer to this. Is it a private school or a public school? Because I asked that about, and were these kids on any sort of football scholarship? Because it matters to me because if these kids are on a football scholarship, and that happens, there are kids all around that go to high schools because they're really good at football to private schools. And if that's the case, hit them where it hurts. They're gone for the year. They lose. I wouldn't care. I'd be fine if you kicked them off the team. Kick them off the team. Make them go elsewhere. 3 games? They're playing before October gets here. And what did they actually lose? What punishment did they... They beat a duck to death with a stick.
Yeah.
What?
They lured it out of the water. It's the intentional nature of this.
Premeditated.
That is particularly infuriating. Not that it would ever be okay to kill an animal. They killed an animal. I mean, they lured it out of the water with the intention of beating it,
right,
which they did.
Mm-hmm.
They beat it so badly then, and I don't know how they euthanized it. That's the term they're using. It was hurt pretty badly, so they used, I don't know if they then like kicked it or did a fatal beating with the stick one more time. I don't know what they did, but this was absolutely with intention. In answer to your question, I believe Kennett High School is public.
Public school. Okay, good.
749 kids in the high school.
Boot them. Boot them off the team. For animal cruelty. Couple of things. A, the punishment, I mean, someone's going to say, well, Mike, what if they were duck hunting with their dad and they used a gun and they shot a duck? But that's different.
Thing.
That's different. That's the, in my mind, when you're out hunting for sport versus luring a duck out of a pond to beat its brains in with a stick, what this says to me is, these kids have mental issues that need to be worked out. And no one's going to want to hear me say this, but look at school shooters.
Yeah.
These kids are the next violent, bully, psychopath school shooters in this country. If you don't value life at this point,
yeah,
what are you going to do when some girl rejects you?
And I don't know how old they are, but they're in high school.
14 to 16.
Okay. So old enough for sure to know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
To your point about, we learn this a lot about, I don't know about the history of school shooters necessarily, although I believe you're correct. Yes, especially with people that commit domestic violence. What did we just talk about this with? Oh, you were gone. We talked about the 14-year-old kid out of Alabama, mm-hmm, that killed his family, had been burning animals alive first. Usually, it's the first thing. If you're going to go on to commit bigger acts of violence, particularly domestic violence, personal violence, you're going to hurt an animal first because it's a sign of control. It's your first exercise of power is over an animal that you can exercise control over. So, yes, you need to catch this now before these kids go on and do bigger things. I am baffled that they're not charged with animal cruelty. I don't know if that's a state law that says you can't charge a minor with animal cruelty, but the Game and Fish Department says you could charge the parents, and we can have that discussion if you want.
You know what? I can't possibly say mom and dad are to blame here. That's a dumb law.
But there are some people who think, Ma, you could always blame mom and dad, right?
Sure.
Let me ask this question. Does any responsibility need to be put onto whoever is running this camp? This is run by the school. The school does this camp.
I'd like to. Okay, so do we know if they were like, it was on an off hours,
right,
thing?
Did they sneak off? Were they not paying close enough attention to, you know, should the pond have been fenced, you know, somehow so that they didn't have access to, I don't know.
I feel like these psychopaths would have figured out a way to make a hole in the fence for these, yes, ducks to walk through and to lure it out or, yeah, whatever. I can't, look, I know they're kids, and that's why I'm not screaming for jail time. I hate animal cruelty. It bothers me to the nth degree. I got 3 things for you, Jamie, and then we'll get to the phones. 576-7798. Mandatory counseling and psychiatric evaluation.
Oh, yeah.
Mandatory.
Start there, yeah, for sure.
Booted for a minimum of 1 season of football. Minimum 1 season.
Okay.
I think kick them off the team, but they're 15, they're 14, gone for this year. I don't care how good your team was, how they were supposed to be. You're gone for the year, and community service at an animal shelter.
What about their status at school? You only address their status on the team. I think you need to be looking at not just punishing them from the team, I think you need to look at
6 month suspension.
Yeah, I'm never a proponent of expelling somebody from school. I don't think that's good, but they would just go to a different school.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you need to look at some punishments within school also.
And I really hope this is a good football team. By the way, if you have a camp, you know, it could mean you're a really, really good football program. Sure. And not just a football team, a good program that's consistently good. I hope they're really good at football, and I hope these three kids are really big pieces, and they kick them off the team for the year. Because that way, you don't just, when you get kicked off a team, you don't just sit there and say, well, I'm not playing football. If you, Matt, like imagine if Pat Mahomes did something really bad.
Right.
The whole team, the whole city would be mad at him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if these kids are good and get suspended for the team and they can't win the state championship, that's actually a lesson that's worth learning.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at. 6 month suspension, I'm fine with for the team or from the school.
Yeah.
At minimum one season booted, mandatory counseling, and community service at an animal shelter.
But again, how do you not charge them?
I don't know.
Again, they didn't just, I don't know what a lesser version of this is, but they killed an animal.
They didn't just kick a dog.
They did it maliciously.
And put it on the internet.
Which means they were proud of what they did.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look what we did. We beat up a duck.
Yeah. Yeah.
576-7798. What do you think should happen? You get to be the judge here. Basically, these kids are going to get a slap on the wrist. A 3-game suspension? That's it? Text in 22980. Ron and Becky and Mel, you're coming up next. You can get in line right here on 98.1 KMBZ. 576-7798. Text in 22980. What should happen to these kids in New Hampshire?
Stories out of Kennett High School, Conway, New Hampshire. We've got a group of kids that go away to a football camp that is sponsored by the school. And while they're there, and this is seen on video, you have a group of boys that go out to a pond. They lure a duck. And if you have kids in the room, this is not appropriate. The kids lure a duck out of the water, and it is seen on video. They beat this duck with a broom. The duck is pretty badly hurt, so then they euthanize it in order to put it out, which I think is the very polite way of saying they gave it one final beating to put it out of its misery. So the video surfaces on the internet, and the school finds out, the coaches find out, so they report it to police and the Game and Fish Commission. Ultimately, the state says we can't charge them because they're juveniles. So I don't know if that state has a law that you can't charge juveniles with animal cruelty. So what they come to is an agreement that they're going to suspend them from the team. And that's what happens for 3 games. So they're not going to be criminally charged with animal cruelty or anything for killing an animal. Just 3-game suspension.
576-7798. Weak. Absolutely weak. Let's start with Mel in Liberty. Hey, Mel.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing okay.
Pretty good. One thing, it was a migratory bird. It's a federal offense of what they did. The parents will be held liable, and if they get caught, if they confiscate any vehicles, any guns or stuff that you have on you, and you buy them back at the auction, plus they throw them in jail. If otherwise, since these kids are underage, that doesn't mean their parents can't get charged for what they're doing. But I do know it's a federal offense if it's a migratory bird.
What do you think should happen, Mel?
I think they should be given a sentence of doing public service for weeks, going out there cleaning up parks, you know, whatever. But I think it should also be kicked off the team.
Booted for forever from the football team.
Not forever. I said that year.
Oh, that year. Suspended for the year. Okay.
They should use public service for the city. What they did.
Hey, Mel, you know what? If you kick them off the football team, I know they'll have free afternoons, Friday nights, and Saturday mornings.
That's when they can do the cleanup work, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I like it.
Yeah.
Gone for the year. I agree with Mel. What about you? 576-7798. Matt is in Topeka. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. I kind of agree with some of you're saying and disagree with other stuff. You know, they're kids. Kids do stupid things. And the punishment has to fit the crime. If you're going to kick them off the football team, what's going to take that place? You know, maybe drugs, alcohol, hanging out with the bad crowd. You know, if you push these kids too hard, they're already under enough pressure. You're going to turn them into those school shooters that you're talking
about. Well, I think the idea – I got to stop you for a second. I think the idea here is you intervene now so that they don't go on to do some other things that are worse than this.
That's why I'm agreeing with the counseling. I say counsel them, have them do community service, but be careful with the football and extracurricular activities. I don't like animal abusers either, but right. from what you guys are talking about, you know, it's almost like you're borderline saying if someone ran over a squirrel intentionally, they should throw the book at them.
What's the difference? You know, well, let me ask you this. What's the difference?
Do you really want to destroy someone's life? I mean, a duck is something you can eat.
Yeah, but
that's that an animal that people hunt. But a squirrel.
This wasn't hunting, though. This was not for the purpose of eating the duck.
I understand. I'm not arguing about that.
This was to be cruel.
Be careful, because I don't see it that is that much of a stretch.
Well,
it's an innocent animal that's minding its own business, and someone come along and killed it. Now you guys want to destroy their life over.
Wait, say that. Like, the question is
time out. I'm sorry. Go. No one is. We're not throwing. Matt. A year-long suspension from a football team, a six-month suspension from school, counseling and community service, that's not destroying someone's life.
I would beg to differ.
You would beg to differ.
To recover from.
You would say that counseling, community service, and a suspension for an egregious action is ruining someone's life at the age of 16.
I'm okay with the counseling and all that, but leave the school alone.
Okay. All right. Matt, appreciate it.
So don't punish them for something they have done wrong.
He doesn't think it's all that wrong.
Don't punish them.
He doesn't think it's all that wrong. And for the record, Matt, if you believe that kicking a kid off the football team is going to lead him to a life of, or potentially, he's going to hang out with kids that drink and do drugs. Half of my football team in high school drank, more than half drank, and half of them smoked weed, all right? Football players party hard, all right? Some of the biggest beer drinkers I knew in high school were on the offensive line. The quarterback at my high school still does drugs today, okay? Mm-hmm. All right? I just saw him at my reunion. And he was high. So the football team is not an alternative. Like, well, he's playing football, so he's obviously clean. Go see the movie Varsity Blues.
Yeah.
Ask me about Billy Bob. I just 100% disagree with the end of that call. So, and I thank you for making it, friend. But I feel like you're glossing over the fact that what if it was a dog? What if somebody took a stick and beat a dog? Would you say it's just an animal? Don't ruin the kid's life. Because to me, that's a telltale sign this kid's going to be a school shooter.
Yeah, I mean, it is generally the first sign for someone that goes on to commit other acts of violence is violence against an animal. Because it's about control and power. Mm-hmm. And you can exert power over an animal.
Right back to the phones, 576-7798. What do you think should happen to these football players in New Hampshire? They lured a duck out of a pond and beat the hell out of it with a stick. And then posted it to the internet.
And it died. Ultimately, they had to put it out of its misery.
Let's go to Greg in Lenexa. Hi, Greg. What do you think should happen to these kids? Greg? Greg? Going once. Greg? I can hear you, Greg. Why don't you check on Greg, and we'll come back. Remember, there's always a delay.
Yeah.
For the fact that Jamie might swear.
It's always going to be me.
Gino on KMBZ. What's up, Gino?
I mean, in the next two items you brought up, we look like we're giving... finding a way to get this kids and man out an easy way. When I was growing up, you did something wrong, you paid for it, and the whole neighborhood knew about it. If you stole from a neighborhood store, that my parents would take us to the store, and I mean, we never had to do that.
Yeah, but you can't return the gum you stole in this situation. They beat and killed a duck.
That's right, and this is the thing. Why are we saying... a life is a life, whether it's an animal or whether it's a human being. When you take something or rob something or rob the spirit of that animal or human being, they're going to be messed up for life. And the duck had to go through pain and suffering because somebody's cowards want to act tough.
Yeah, no doubt. Amen. Thank you for your phone call as always. 576-7798. Karen's in Warrensburg. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
What's up?
Well, I called primarily because of the last caller before the break. What an idiot. I, to be fair, I only heard part of his conversation. I had to run out of the car for a minute, but I heard your end of the conversation and your response. Kicking these kids out of school for 6 months and getting them off the team is not going to ruin their life. There's plenty of kids who end up in juvie for 6 months and go on to lead productive lives. I don't even begin to understand. And this duck, I mean, excuse me, what would he think if it were his family dog that got loose and they thought, hey, how funny would it be to beat this dog to death? I mean, who beats animals? John Wayne Gacy and Jeffrey Dahmer. They started their careers by beating and killing animals as teenagers. Yeah. It's a matter of control. And to think these kids can get by with this and exert such control and get such a high from it and then be idiots enough to put it on the internet, I don't understand why they're not in juvie.
Because this didn't break a ton of laws in New Hampshire.
The Game and Fish Department, their statement was, we can't charge them because they're juveniles. So I don't know if New Hampshire has laws that say we can't charge kids with things like animal cruelty. I don't know if they're too young. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for your phone call, Karen. Robert's in North Kansas City. Hi, Robert.
Hello. These boys need some kind of punishment. But not a punishment that will last them forever. My suggestion is kick them off the team for this year. And the good side of it is the second team players get to move up and play football on the as first teamers. And that's punishment enough for the boys that did the bad trick.
Yeah, and I think, too, from... Again, I think one of the things that when we suspend people from football teams, you know, let's say it's an NFL player or a college player, you're like, what do they care? They're going to make more money.
Right.
The shame for a player is to walk in that locker room or not be able to walk in that locker room. So let's say these kids are kicked off the team for the year. They see the kids in the hallway. The kids know they did something dumb, so now we can't win the state championship. Like, you're letting your team down because you wanted to do something stupid. That's where the penalty lies.
Yeah.
You can't play, you know, and you can't play the game that you love. Hey, thanks, Robert. Ray is in Kansas City. Hey, Ray, thanks for calling.
Hey, how you doing today?
All right.
Good.
Yeah, I got an idea. Let's level the playing field. Let's put them in, like, 2 years of having to clean out ostrich pens and with the ostriches in there. Because ostriches will go after them, but they can't really hurt them because they'll be supervised.
I know some people say an eye for an eye, but I don't know if putting these kids in an ostrich pen is the right thing to do. But I do agree 100% with the idea of get them to do something with animals in a positive way. They have to spend 100 hours at an animal shelter.
Yeah.
They have to, you know, something along those lines.
So I'm only watching the text line in a limited way because my eyes are a little...
Jamie's eyes
so
aren't working today.
With the good, they're not working. They're broken today.
Let me drive before you get on the road.
Yeah, right. But somebody just texted, slow your roll. We used to blow up bullfrogs with fireworks and kill snakes with rocks. Okay. I now save human life every day. Your point being, not everyone who hurts animals goes on to be a mass shooter. Okay, you're right. But if you look at the similarities between people that commit domestic violence and people who are mass murderers, many of them start with animals. It's a warning sign. It is a reason to take another look. And just because you blew up bullfrogs with fireworks doesn't mean that's okay. You know?
I hurt an animal once on purpose in my life. I shot a pigeon with a BB gun. It's the only time I've ever intentionally hurt something that wasn't a bug.
And you are not a serial killer. Not everybody does.
I hated myself for it because I watched it fall and I had to go, you know, I looked at it and I could never, that's why I will never ever be a hunter. You'll never see me going out there trying to kill Bambi. It's just not in my DNA. But I find those who want to hurt animals, and it was in the eighth grade, if I remember correct. It was in the eighth grade, so it makes me 12, 13, something like that. Couldn't do it again. I don't know if I could ever do that again.
But I accept hunting as acceptable. I take that as acceptable because you are hunting for the purpose of food. I'm okay with that. Okay. As long as you eat the thing you kill, you know, that's how we, I mean, that's functioning in society. I'm okay with that. As long as you eat the deer or eat whatever you kill, I'm okay with that.
People eat duck.
You know? Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Hunt duck.
Right. Right.
People aren't football, you know, there's just something dirty and gross about luring mm-hmm. a duck out of a pond and beating it with a stick, having to put it out of its misery and then posting it to the internet. Yeah. That's different than you going to your deer blind. That's just different. It's just not the same. Let's talk to Bill in Blue Springs. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how's it going today?
Not bad. What's up, man? Thanks for calling.
Hey, I'm retired Air Force, and I was a military training instructor at Lackland. And we used to have to go through the trainees' student study guides and their portfolios and stuff and see what they were drawing and see if there's any satanic pictures in there or what they were doing. And I've had people try to commit suicide in basic training. And I'll tell you what, this is a red flag to me. These kids need to be out of sports, all sports in school for a year, and then be on a probationary basis. If they do fine and they learn their lesson, great, no problem. But I've also been in sports, so it's not going to hurt these kids at all to be out for a year. And they do need to have community service. Yeah. About 400 or 500 hours sound good to me, but that'd be me.
Well, hey, look, I said 100, you said 400. Let's meet in the middle at 250. What do you say?
That sounds good to me. I don't care as long as they do it.
Yeah, and I think those community service hours are at an animal shelter, working with PETA, something.
Look, if you were to kick them out for an entire season, mm-hmm. let's say they're sophomore, they're 14 to 16, so let's say these are sophomores and juniors.
Okay.
You kick them out for an entire season. Is there no way they're getting college scholarships after that?
Transfer. They could transfer.
Okay.
They go to another school, mom and dad. It depends. If these kids are really good at football, they'll go somewhere else. And I don't know how the school choice works in this part of New Hampshire or if at all in that state. But if mom and dad think they've got the next Eric Hosmer on their team or the next Pat Mahomes as their kid, then they'll transfer to, looks around, checks states near New Hampshire. You know, they'll
all
go
the little ones.
They'll go to Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and find somewhere to go and play football if that kid is that good.
When that school, is that school going to ask, why were you kicked off your football team or why are you here? And if they are honest about that, is that, they killed an animal. Is mm-hmm. that going to matter? You know, is the reason for being kicked off the team going to matter from a, you know, being a horrible person standpoint?
Here's what will happen. The kids will get let into the school. The kid will get on the football team, and no one will ever hear about it in Massachusetts.
And this is the problem.
The only way we hear about it is if the kid is Pat Mahomes or the kid is Eric Hosmer.
Then it comes back.
Gets a scholarship, and then all of a sudden somebody in this part of New Hampshire is like, hey, USC, you just took this quarterback. Here's a little bit about his history. You know, remember that baseball pitcher that went to Oregon State that raped his cousin or whatever, or his sister or whatever it was? That came back. Nobody ever would have heard about it if the kid wasn't a really good pitcher. And if this kid is a good quarterback or receiver or running back, his history is going to come back. Or these kids' histories will come back. Got time for one more. Thank you for your phone call, Bill. Let's get to Eric last up in Chillicothe or Chillihowee? Chillihowee. Thank you for calling, man.
Yeah, man. I'm kind of curious about the migratory bird laws. The reason I was calling in is because whenever I heard this discussion, I had to kind of chuckle. My son got sentenced to 20 hours of community service for shooting a duck out of season. He was
as a hunter.
Yeah, he was just out ding-donging around, you know, with his buddies, and he had his shotgun with him, and he shot a bird. Well, some busybody neighbors happened to see him and reported him. Now, I've always raised my kids, we eat what we shoot. We are not lazy in that regard. And so he cleaned it up really good. Whenever he was turned in by the neighbors, the game warden showed up at the door and actually said, I'm going to need to see that bird, son. So he went and pulled it out of the freezer. The game warden said, man, you did a good job plucking this bird. And, yeah, I mean, but they had to confiscate it. They had to take it. He got 20 hours of community service, plus he was placed on probation. That was his first offense of anything. And, you know, I told the probation officer, well, I'm just glad we're having this conversation over a dead duck instead of meth and whores.
It's a good way to put it in perspective.
You're getting a lot of words in here, buddy.
I like it.
But, you know, and that's kind of what I was, you know, I've always raised my kids to, you know, treat the animals that they're going to shoot with dignity and always strive for a good, clean kill. And that's why I say that these kids that did this, man, it's awful.
What should happen to these kids, do you think, if you were the judge and, you know, the slap on the wrist wasn't
well, if I was their dad, they'd get their ass beat. If, you know, that's just me. But if I was the judge, they would definitely be looking at some time, not necessarily for what they did, but the cruelty aspect. Because number one, hunters, we've got our backs against the wall anyway, because everybody thinks we're cruel and we're not. We strive for a good, clean kill, and it's all about conservation and things like that. But that being said, man, cruelty is just—it's not the way to go, and it's wrong, and it really hurts our cause more than it helps. So, if I was a judge, I would definitely hang it on them pretty hard.
Thank you for your phone call and your honesty, Eric. Appreciate it. And using the term meth, whores, and ass beating.
And ding-donging around.
in the same phone call. I agree with Eric. I mean, look, I'm not a hunter. I know most hunters are pretty respectful and do the right thing. There are those outliers. There's outliers for everything. This was cruelty. This wasn't hunting.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.